USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. A final farewell. Friends and family members remember George H.W. Bush at a church service in Texas. Then, F-18s fly in the Missing Man formation in honor of Bush 41. He was buried in a private ceremony in College Station, Texas. The Reverend Russell Levinson says the former president an incredible public servant.
Born into the cradle of a loving family that held fast to the values of friendship and family and faith, of integrity, honesty, and loyalty, of character, courage, and service.
Levinson speaking to mourners at St. Martin's Episcopal Church.
George Bush was never afraid to shed tears, and so today I bid you to follow his example.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
An update now on the sex scandal involving USA Gymnastics. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
USA Gymnastics files for bankruptcy protection as it attempts to recover from a sex abuse scandal. The organization has been dealing with the fallout since former USA Gymnastics coach Larry Nassar was convicted of sexual misconduct and sentenced to 175 years in prison in January. So far, there have been more than 100 lawsuits filed against the governing body by the more than 350 Nassar survivors. New York Times best-selling author and sports journalist Mike Lupica attempts to put into perspective this entire USA Gymnastics sex abuse scandal.
Don't you think it's just one of the most shameful stories to ever come out of the world of sports? And the fact that this was going on to this extent with these monsters hiding in plain sight, it even makes it more shameful. I don't know how this story was contained in that world for as long as it was.
I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A troubling update now on a very popular food. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, report more people in the hospital after eating romaine lettuce. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the update.
That number now stands at 52 cases across 15 states that include two people who are now suffering from kidney failure. No common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand of romaine lettuce has been identified, but the CDC has issued a warning not to eat or serve romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern or central California. Those who come down with E. coli infection suffer from stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea, and with vomiting. I'm John Clemens.
And a crazy situation involving complimentary cheesecake, the treat creating customer chaos. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
It happened at a Cheesecake Factory restaurant in Arlington, Virginia. Things getting out of hand on Wednesday when the restaurant started offering free slices of cheesecake. Police officers were called in to try to make sure a large crowd stayed under control, but one customer started some trouble and was asked to leave, then refused and ended up getting into a struggle with officers. That's when everything broke down. Police say the one person was charged with disorderly conduct. They won't confirm reports that several other arrests were made. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.